and imaginations to create the life God designed.
Romans 2:5, the righteous judgment of the Most High, who will render unto every man according to his deeds, to them who by patience continue in some well-doing seek for glory and honor and immorality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath.
Great blue
You an African American? You believe that's your heritage? Do you know who you are? King, queen? Nigga with back? Do you shine like a star? Think they gon' tell us? We gon' expose them. They gon' take your life? So many secrets in the vault? Do this knowledge cost? Hop in the book to my? Do you follow these laws? Do they still exist? Have time to wait? Do we have grace? Continue in sin? I'ma ask you again. Continue in sin? Christ is the way? Never gonna win? Trying to make it to heaven? Get there by sin? Follow the commandments? Everybody got choices. I chose this walk, so I keep on trotting. Everybody got choices. Choose the right path and nothing can stop us. Everybody got choices. Righteous life, devil don't like that, nah. Everybody got choices. Choose the right path and save your soul. Never going back?
Is it cool to be gay? Did he make us straight? Is the Most High plan? You gon' learn today. Do you understand grace? Remember Noah's day? Did more than 8 people live? Will it be the same way? It's a broad way to heaven? It's a broad way to hell? You choosing death over life? You gon' change your life? Do you love these streets? Do you see police? You wanna get shot down?
Choose the right path and nothing can stop us. Everybody got choices. Righteous life, devil don't like that, nah. Everybody got choices. Choose the right path and save your soul. Never going back? Forward to the kingdom?
Gonna choose the Most High or Satan?
To choose,
who's right to choose from? You got to choose one. Who you gonna choose? Who you gonna choose?
Should I live a simple life? Should I repent and be baptized? Will Amalek ever be nice? Was our Savior crucified? Does this world love the Most High? Is the wicked gonna burn? Will he fall forever? Will we ever get our turn?
To choose from, you got to choose one. Who you gonna choose? The Most High or Satan?
To choose,
whose side to choose from? You got to choose one. Who you gonna choose? Who you gonna choose?
Got to choose.
All right. Shalom. Good morning. Good afternoon. Wherever you might be at in the country right now, shalom. It's your brother Mashab. I'm here with Bonabad. Like, we'll be out to another episode of Bible Talk. As you know, we do try to produce our show every Tuesday and Thursday and Sundays. We've adjusted to the schedules, but we're gonna get it back on. We're gonna get it back together. Today, you're hearing from me and Bonabad only because there was a little mix up in communication. I know you're used to hearing Tales of Fire on Tales of Fire Tuesdays, but we're going to readjust that. We had to do just a little bit of adjusting. So we're going to hold down class for today. And the title of today's class understanding true doctrine. Right? And again, the host of this class is Ron Bottom. I'll be assisting him on this, and we'll get it together. If you have any questions, please text me. Text, T-E-X-T, text. Text me at 210-784-8463. Hit me on the text, all right, for any questions you might have. We'll be able to take care of them. Shout out to all the EB Israelites across the world, from ISBHBK, Houston, Virginia, Rochester, to the Light of Zion down there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to the Mashallah Yashallah, to all Hebrew Israelites out there, Zachary and the brothers that are out there trying to reach and help wake up our people all over, all right? But you might be with GMS, you might be with AOI, or there's so many. I'm looking on YouTube now. There's so many Hebrew Israelite groups on YouTube now. This truth is definitely growing. But the knowledge of it, of people finding out that they're Israelites, it cannot be denied. It reminds me a lot of the prophecies in Ezekiel chapter 37 about the valley of the dry bones. That as more and more the teaching goes out, more our bones are coming together. More Israelites are actually coming together as Israelites. Now, some of us believe in Yahweh. Some of us believe in Yeshua, Yahweh Shai, Jehovah. But the key thing is we're all finding out, returning back to at least our nationality, which is one of the biggest steps, one of the biggest miracles, as we are aware of, that is taking place in the world, that the Israelites are finding out who we are. Right, that's prophecy kind of taking place, and one of the great miracles of the Most High, one of the great signs that the Most High said he was going to give, that as Christ is in the belly, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, as Christ is in the earth 3 days and three nights, that we've been asleep to our nationality for 3 days and three nights, if you will. Now, when we do the math on that. So without further ado, again, I'm going to introduce my brother, Manabad. All the reminder is Passover is March 26th. That's actually 10 days from today. Today being the 16th, the official Passover is March 26th. I know here in Albuquerque, the brother Aisha White Design and Bayah Safar getting together, having a convocation. There's also one. They have one in Phoenix, and then there's a convocation being held April 4th, Easter, in San Antonio. All right, so if you'd like to get more information on that, text me, hit me up. I'll be glad to forward you information on those things as well. So with that, again, I'm gonna put the mic down. And Brother Butterbob, what's going on? What's happening?
Oh, man. I've been listening to – I'm a listener. I've been conversating with the brother, Pastor Paul, a little bit, and you talked about this topic that you've been going over about religion. I don't want to by no means take away from, the direction he's going in, and I'm not. I don't want to talk about without taking a direction away from his class or what he's going on. And I want him to continue this line and the topic. And I'm hoping that, I'm hoping that this topic, this class gives you gives some addition to the things that you've already been pulling out. But also, I wanted to add to some of it because. I thought to Michelle this morning. I was listening to the brother Paul Zoll. This rapper just listened a little bit to some of the things he was talking about different camps and different groups and different thoughts and different ideas and everyone having kind of a different approach to the holidays that they are, like you said, the holidays they celebrate. How they celebrate them, when they celebrate them, to from new moons to all these different things that we either we do read or don't read. You know what I'm saying? Either we follow because it's the tradition, or we follow it kind of based off of what fits my craft and my group. And I think a lot of that is no different than we've experienced in church. We have different churches that have did the same thing. They kind of, if it was Seventh-day Adventist, they kind of picked up a pattern that they wanted to follow. If you're a Baptist or Christian or Jehovah's Witness, you kind of picked up, this is the tradition of the Jehovah's Witness, so I'm kind of following that. And we haven't gotten back to the Bible. We haven't gotten back to, okay, let's go back in this book. Like we should have been doing the beginning, We should have been unified more as with the scriptures. Now, there are different things. Certain things a person is able to do and not able to do. And they, like Paul did when he was in Rome and Corinth and different places, they might not have been able to keep the traditions or keep the same things that they were doing in Jerusalem because they were amongst each other. But they tried to keep it to the best they had done. So I'm never going to take that away from anybody. You know, if you honor the Sabbath day on Friday, keep honoring it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell you not to do that. We're not talking against. What we are bringing out is we should be fighting to get more unified in the fact that we're reading this in the Bible, so we're trying to now follow this as close as we can. And I'm not, in no means I want this class to come up over attacking anybody's belief, but I just was starting to read this and just thinking about, you know, what the brother was saying. Now, I'm not saying that this is about right or wrong. What I'm saying about the man is the fact that I just listened to it. It made me think about some of the things after 30 years we've watched and experienced, and we've watched a lot of brothers break off from each other because they couldn't sit down in the book and let's reason here in the Bible.
Sure.
A lot of that could have been done that would have, I don't know, I guess the way I look at it, it would have preserved a lot of these broken off camps because we could have sat down and went through those scriptures together and showed enough humility to submit to the ways of the Most High. Like if we start with Romans chapter 10, right? It's Romans chapter 10, and I'm going to read verse 1 is what I want to go to. Romans 10 and 1. Should grab my zombie on button, bottom up, yeah.
I adore!
We both up there with the worst eyes. We got these fresh young men up here. But the reason I said I wanted to start with Romans chapter 10, because the thing I wanted to go into was something that was happening even back then in Paul's time. These are the same problems that were going on then that a lot of them are going on now.
I adore!
I'm going to start here. I'm going to read so they come up here. It's Romans 10 and 1. It says, brethren, my heart desire and prayer.
Can we get yourself for an hour?
I need a reading.
Can we get you up for an hour, please? Yeah, we're doing a show, and we need some readers. So knowing that we're doing a show doing readers, that means we can't attack nobody here with us because they read for us and with us. I'm being sarcastic in a way.
Yeah, you know, with y'all sarcastic, we're not you. With no sarcasm, come
here. It's just an attack.
I'm serious.
We're being joined by my son, Izan.
What's that going on?
Cool. We're being joined, everybody, by my son, Izan. He's going to help us read. We're in Romans 10 and 1.
Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 10. We're on the whole one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're
going to get it. Yeah, please.
Romans chapter 10, verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved.
Okay, we start there. The focus of Paul's whole objective, his whole objective was for Israel to be helped, to be saved, right? Whatever condition or whatever they were going through. And I think, number one, this goes across the board. When you watch brothers that get up every day, they get out there in the street skate. They get up and they teach. They put garments on. They put whatever those shows they're doing, the whole focus is to help their people.
Mm-hmm.
So we know the intent behind the reason we do what we do is the fact that my focus is helping that next person, helping to wake that other brother or sister up to their nationality, their history,
true,
who they are, and then to help them start to forge and develop that relationship between them and the father that was taken away or that was destroyed.
Right.
So the intent behind what we do is the right idea, the right focus, Let's help our nation, right? But verse 2.
For I bear them record that they have the zeal of God.
And you see it. You see the zeal when must be out there, no matter what the weather is, I'm out there teaching my people. No matter what I got going on in my life, what you see is people out there in that book, all those three corners, got their signs up, teaching. My brothers is in class. They took time out of their work day. Their evening that they could be with their kids and their family, they sat down, put a class together, and executed that class. People that went out and feed the homeless on some groups. You got brothers just out working with one another.
Sure.
So that love and that help is definitely, that zeal of the Most High is there. But read on.
But not according to knowledge.
But a lot of times, our lack of understanding, we have a zeal, but not always knowing truly what the Most High wants. And that also comes from a lack of teaching. Like Hosea 4 and 6 says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So
you see that among, not only among Israelite groups, but for those that have not woken up yet to the truth of nationality, when you have, if you do a Wikipedia search on, or ask Google or Siri, whichever device you might use, how many Christian denominations are there? And last count, the last time I did the show, there was over 41,000 different Christian denominations.
Right.
How do you get 41,000? Not different religions. I didn't say different as far as Buddha, as far as Krishna, as far as any of those things.
Right.
Christian, that all believe in a Christ. There's over 41,000 different Christian denominations.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't think that you could come up with that many versions of the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the whole thing. They're not following the Bible.
Right.
There's a zeal of God,
but not according to knowledge.
Right.
So
not according to God's knowledge.
Right. It's not like somebody sat me down in the book, and I really was taught. And we just, this is beautiful because we was going to be watching Michael Bryant.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, you can see where people pick the scriptures, and they just ran with it. Like they're not, it's not like they're not reading the Bible, but you read this, and you ran with it, and you didn't read enough of it. You kind of got this idea, and you got this, and you're running with it, but you're not getting enough of the Bible so that I can now really get a full understanding before I go in that direction. Because if the work was put in to really get a full understanding or to be shown the truth is in the Bible, now a lot of the rest that we run, we'd be going in the same directions because we would have that understanding.
Now you see where the confusion is going based off like a Torah or whatever.
There you go.
Somebody else is reading. Now you see, since you understand it, now you understand why all that.
Right. And the more you read, this I like about what we, even for us, if I teach and all I give is breakdowns, but I don't teach you enough of the life of the people of the Bible, it's like getting the Old Testament. It's like the Christians say, oh, man, you know what? Well, we get away with the Old Testament. We only follow the New Testament.
Sure.
Okay, well, you get Christ's life. But if you didn't watch the Old Testament, you're not going to get Abraham's life. You're not going to get Isaac and Jacob's life. You're not going to get the children of Israel in captivity. You're not going to get so much understanding of that book, you're not going to get because you only chose to stick to one part.
Right.
You ran with just this. Then you have some Jewish groups who say, oh, you know, we don't follow the teachings of the New Testament. Well, there's a lot. And there's a lot of meat in there that you're not getting.
True.
So when you get down to it, it'd be like no different than I got breakdowns. So I've been trying to operate and function on just my breakdowns, but a lot of the meat that's in the story that's in that Bible, they're there for a reason, because by reading it and meditating on the stories, you get to understand how the Father dealt, how he thought.
Let me give an example with that. No different than like people get breakdowns. So people in the world who might not be Israelites, they have John 3:16. So they think they have the breakdown of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, who said, believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. But there's so much more understanding that goes with that. But you got just this breakdown that you got from church, TV right. show, or whoever, and Gospel of the World, and all you have is that breakdown, but there's so much more depth to it.
Right.
And if you don't get more to it, you really miss out on a lot of understanding. And so we can see that from somebody who doesn't church. Know right. they're Israelites yet.
No.
But we also see this same dynamic happening with those who now understand and know their nationality.
Yeah, they know job. They know the truth of John 3:16.
Mm-hmm.
But like I was gonna tell the guy, let's have a Daniel breakdown. When you had Daniel, the first time we had Daniel chapter 2, Daniel mm-hmm. chapter 7, Daniel chapter 8, and we got this. So we got the history of those chapters. But there's so much meat in Daniel that you, instead of just reading those two chapters about that dream, you can read about all the times that Daniel, his faith was challenged.
Time.
When he had to go to the lion's den, he had to go and hear all the things that was happening to Daniel to try his faith. And he still stayed true to the Father. The Father was there for him. But if I don't go back and meditate and read them stories, there's a lot of understanding that I lack.
Time.
So I'm taking the little that I have, and I'm forming my knowledge. Like we're reading in Romans chapter 10, right?
Right.
It says, for a better method that they have a zeal of the Most High, but not according to knowledge. Verse 3.
For they being ignorant of God's righteousness.
So that means I was right with God, I just haven't been shown.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I got bits and pieces like the church do. And they built, they were able to build their faith. Like you said, how many? You said it's a
41,000 Christian denominations.
So that means, bro, 41,000 people got bits and pieces.
No. Denominations.
Right.
That 41,000
people, right. So
41,000 different churches.
Oh, so you have 41,000 groups.
Different churches.
What do you teach?
For however many people going to that church? There's 41,000 different churches.
So they got bits and pieces. And look how strong, look how many there are off of bits and pieces. No different than we're finding out how many Israelite groups are developing off of bits and pieces. Off of the breakdowns that they got, the stories they've been reading, they have went out and woken up, I can't even count
thousands.
How many people have gotten the truth now. But we're still lacking something. We're still ignorant of God, of the Most High's righteousness. And that comes in a lot of studying and a lot of really being in that book, reading and trying to figure out the mind of the Father. I have to know what's right in the Father's eyes so I can start to find some balance, because everything that we've been doing and arguing about, having what I feel is right in my eyes. So that ignorance is the thing that is really destroying our relationship with one another. And by that, destroying the relationship between one another, it's destroying the relationship between Israel and the Most High.
Sure.
So as I'm going in this, I'm going to say we're ignorant of the Most High's righteousness and going about to establish our own righteousness. We have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of the Most High.
Right.
But I can't submit to what I don't know. If I'm only getting bits and pieces, and I think, let me use an example. Take a brother telling me, hey, if you get out here in the street speak, you're one of the elect. So I'm going to be dedicated to that because of what you told me.
Right.
But you didn't really go and show me what everything that was required to be the elect of the Father.
True.
You see what I'm saying? So the fact that a lot of things are left out, this is what the issue is. So where we do all this fighting back and forth, the time I waste arguing back and forth, I'm arguing with a person who does not know, because the scripture says this person is not learned or ignorant of the Father's righteousness.
Right.
So, of course I'm going to go off my own opinion, because I am ignorant of what's right with the Heavenly Father. That means that lack of teaching is there.
Knowing that the word ignorant means untaught or unlearned.
Taught.
I've not been taught. or I'm not learned, or I haven't been shown God's righteousness.
Right.
The only thing that we go by is what we feel is right. By how we was raised or what have you, whatever custom tradition that we're used to, that is what's right, as opposed to actually going and getting God's righteousness. What does God say is right?
Right. So, like, you know, give me what made me come to this conclusion is, verse 4 says, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes." That means you still needed to learn Christ. You still needed to learn the Bible. The
sure.
problem is not in this person's off or that brother's off. Yeah, I'm off because there's a lot that I still needed to be taught. There's a lot that I need to be studying and understand. And you know, I know that's the truth. Because, Michelle, as we watch different groups, as these elder men do more studying and more teaching and more studying,
mm-hmm.
number one, they start to adjust and change up here. They pushed it. They was pushing one thing harder. Now they got to back off what they was pushing and then really going in a different direction. So in that process, you're watching men grow, change, groups get better because their knowledge is getting better. So if we focused on the same thing, we focused on our knowledge and wisdom growing, and the more I'm learning, now the more justice and change is going to come because I'm going to keep learning how to do it right in the eyes of the Most High.
Okay.
Now, let that go. I want you to go to James now, right? I want you to go to James chapter. No, James chapter 1. And we're going to start at verse 25.
James chapter 1, verse 25. "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty."
Well, what made it perfect? All the examples. Not just the law, but how the people follow the law. How they live their life. We're learning the Torah here, the Sabbath day, to everything else. We learned it. We learned it. Given the law, but the Most High also gave us examples of people that lived right in the eyes of the Most High, and we need that. We needed to have the law an example of how to keep it, like Christ was. Christ came and he was an example of how we were supposed to live in the eyes of the Most High. Throughout the whole Bible was written on men and women that lived their life keeping the commandments or living right in the eyes of the Father, for good or for bad.
Mm-hmm.
You have examples of people who didn't do what they were supposed to do, and the Most High put that in there. The Most High, you put people that did do what they were supposed to do, and the Most High wrote that in there.
Mm-hmm.
So with the good and the bad, this helps us look at the perfect law of liberty. We're able to look at the law and see completely that it works because we've been able to see both sides through our reading the Bible. But for our lack of knowledge and the things and stories that we haven't read,
sure.
This is the thing that doesn't make the law complete. But what I mean by that is us following it, I'm always going to make mistakes. I'm never going to always completely have it right if I don't read the law and follow the examples that the Father left us
mm-hmm.
in that book.
Mm-hmm.
So our studying has to increase, right? He said, "But whoever looketh in the perfect law of liberty," go ahead.
"And continueth therein."
Does what?
"And continueth therein."
Not just the law, but also the people that all the examples of the people that follow the law.
Mm-hmm.
I have to continue there. Read.
"He being not a forgetful hearer."
He being not a what?
"A forgetful hearer."
Read.
"But a doer of the work."
Read on.
"This man shall be blessed in his debt and his deeds."
So all my blessings come from the fact that I followed the examples that were in the book that I read.
True.
I did what David did. I did what Joshua did. I did what Daniel did.
Mm-hmm.
I did what Paul did. I did what Christ did. So by me studying as my knowledge grows and me following what I have read in these examples, then Moses said, that man is going to be blessed in his deed.
And if I can say this, though, that is what man or woman is going to be blessed in his deeds. Because now we're going by the knowledge and understanding of our God.
Right, right.
Whereas LeBron James, he's not following the tenets of the Bible to get what he's got. But first, when we look at that, and in their opinion, being ignorant of God's righteousness, they'll see what he has, that the wealth he's accumulated, and be like, how does God not be with him? Look at all that he has.
Right.
But when we come back and look into the perfect law of liberty, what does the law say about, like, tattoos?
Yeah, yeah.
You see, there's no way in hell he's following the perfect law. What does the law say about shaving your beard or the food you eat? He's not following the perfect law.
Right.
So that now he's getting blessed by the Father, but he's getting things another way. If we want our blessing to be from the Father, you know, one thing we always talk about is generational wealth. Something maybe be passed down or what have you. That the way the Most High wants the Hebrew Israelites to accumulate and get this type of things, it's that it will be a continual. The scripture tells us this. It says, a good man leave an inheritance to his children's children. Now, we were just looking from this world and not being aware of God's righteousness. Because I got a big house now, and I got cars now, that I can pass those on to my kids, and that's what it's talking about. But what about the inheritance of the knowledge of the Most High?
Huh.
What about knowing in whatever situation you're in? Because we can look at Job when we go through the scriptures. Job was a wealthy man, lost it all. We got rebuilt back up. And how did he get rebuilt back up? He continued to follow the rights of the Most High. He didn't lose his riches because he was doing negative. He didn't lose his riches because he was wrong in the eyes of the Father. It was a test.
There you go.
It was a test, and the Most High came back and restored it. So for us, we had to come back now, and if we don't understand God's righteousness, God's not dealing with the individual. God's dealing with the nation. And that's one thing that's another part of God's righteousness that we continue as even Israelites to be ignorant of. God is dealing with the nation, not the individual.
Yeah, we've been looking at, we got a church mentality.
Mm-hmm.
We think just like religion has taught us.
Well, Abraham was a single man. Abraham was by himself.
That's what you say with Michael Jordan. He said, if it's that shit one time, there's no I in team, but he said, there is a win.
So, yeah, ain't no I in team, but there is a win that I win.
Right.
All right? Or there's no I in team, but there is me. That the whole thing, Michael was still trying to make it all about him, as opposed to the whole.
And it's like he used that one scripture, the Most High said, that every man work out his own soul salvation of the intent.
Right.
Like, this is about me, and not realizing, no, as a nation, we got cursed. The nation got cursed,
right,
not the individual. So even though, yes, I'm supposed to work on me, but I'm supposed to be working on me for the nation, not working on me so that I can get blessed.
Right.
If I learn to get right and the next brother's working on himself to get it right, then as a nation, the Most High bless us out of the condition that we're in.
And the reason I want to hit this angle as we cover this, I was watching Deacon Sakari again this morning before we left out for work, and he was dealing with a citizen from Finland, and had to ask him everything. And they were trying to say, we didn't have nothing to do with slavery here in the Americas. But the scripture that Deacon kept pulling out was showing, and I can go through them later on. No, the Lord's dealing with the nation.
Right.
That even amongst our people that on their slave ships, there were still some good people on their slave ships, but the Most High was dealing with the nation.
Right.
We know prophets came over on the slave ships and was picking cotton and going through everything. Not because they was wicked and evil, But the Most High is judging and dealing with the nation. Just like for the judgment that the nations are going to have to face. It's not out of a thing where it's just it's from a personal attack, a personal oppression, a personal circumstance of why I want to put this person in slavery. No, they got nothing to do with us. The Most High is dealing with the nation. So we got to come back and understand that it is a national thing. As we come back now, getting our nationality, find out we Israelites, but we still got a lot of things and really about God's righteousness that have to be applied. And so I just want to look at the scripture here that, and give it back to you. Verse 25 saying that he be not a whoso looking into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. That again, the Most High is looking at the nation being blessed. If we go back and look at the perfect law, go back to the Torah, the Most High freed the whole nation. He didn't just free Moses. And then, okay, Moses got free Egypt, and he was good. And he just stayed out there with his sheep, had his wives, had his kids. He settled. He has come back to help save his people.
Hey, that whole Deuteronomy 28, put it in that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
When the Most High, when Moses stood up, he addressed the nation.
God.
So if the nation went into captivity, right, not individuals, but the nation
right.
went into captivity, then the blessings of keeping the law would affect the nation.
Right.
So if we're now Israelites, and know we that we're Israelites, and we got the laws of the Most High,
mm-hmm.
but we're still as a nation, not blessed, not blessed.
Okay.
It's because the nation, we're still not keeping all the law. We're not keeping the Most High's laws, statutes, and commandments.
Right.
He said, I gave it to you. I cursed you as a nation. So now if y'all want to get out of it, you got to get out of this together.
Exactly.
Not as an individual, but
right.
what we keep trying. We have a religious approach to it.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at the individual like, the church has taught us that you have a personal relationship with the Most High.
True.
So we believe from religion
mm-hmm.
that as an individual, this is God is my power. Well, because we'll be the first one to say, well, my God, not our God,
sure.
but my God. My God is a loving God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because based off of my experiences and how the Most High dealt with me, this is what makes him a loving God.
Right, right.
But now he could have dealt with you jacked up. And you have your outlook towards God because of how your relationship with God is. And from religion, I'm going to keep telling you where you have to get yourself right with God.
Yeah.
We have never once took the approach that our people are in the condition that they're in because our relationship with the Heavenly Father is out of course.
And like you said, and being out of course with one another, we are still out of course with the Most High.
There you go.
So as I'm still looking to make sure I come up, I still make sure I'm good,
mm-hmm.
I'm still not right with the Most High. If the two greatest commandments is what? Love the Most High all your heart, all your soul, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. On these hang all the law. So we have brothers and sisters that become Israelites that the law of fringes, the law of the beard, the law of tattoos, the law of new moon, and they want to stress those specific laws, but yet the law of thinking about the nation, how can the nation come up?
Well, he's off. He's eating margins. He's eating
mm-hmm.
pork and shit. I'm good though. I'm good with Mosai. Mosai loves me. I'm making this a team.
Yeah, I don't know about y'all. But I know I'm loved. I'm too blessed to be stressed.
Yeah. Okay. That's not religious mindset. The religion is the fact that I'm right, that I'm going to be okay. I got mine together.
I'm not going to help you with your words.
Right. You're not important. I don't need you to make it to the kingdom. That is religious.
Right.
That's religious. Well, I'm with IELC, I'm good. I'm with GOCC, we're going to make it to the kingdom. I'm with HOI, we're going to make it to the kingdom.
Right.
As of not thinking, hold on, well, HOI is going to make it to the kingdom without IUIC. IUIC ain't going to make it to the kingdom without GOCC. GOCC is not going to make it to the kingdom without ISUPK.
Sure.
And those still those same curses, GOCC is still going through the same curses as IUIC. IUIC is still going through the same curses as ISUPK. Now, individually, in every one of these groups, you find what? You find good brothers. Brothers are down for the Most High. Brothers are sacrificing. But the Most High still has that one problem. You're not looking at this as a national issue.
True.
And nationally, we're not coming together. You're looking at it as an individual, and that is religious. Because, okay. Go ahead. Come on. No, go ahead.
And with that, if you're not in that step, that's still having the same religious mindset, if you're not with my group, you're not in the truth. If you're not in with my group, you're not doing the work of the Most High. If you're not in my group doing what I'm doing, you're off.
Good.
And that is a very religious mindset.
Now, read 25, 36 now to add to what Papa just said.
First James chapter 1, verse 26. If any man among you seem to be religious.
You seem to be what?
Seem to be religious.
Go ahead.
And brittleth not his tongue.
And he bridleth. He has no control over his words. What are we supposed to use to control my words? You know, like the Most are saying, if you seem to be religious, but you don't know how to shut up, that's what you're saying. Because the bridle's got bit in your mouth and you can't talk. You ain't supposed to, you don't need to tell me. You don't need to have an opinion. You don't need to have to focus and direction. If a real religious man, he said, if he seems to be religious, but he can't control his tongue, I got to open my mouth about what I feel is righteous in the eyes of the Most High.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But deceiveth his own heart.
But does what?
But deceiveth his own heart.
Because he believes that he's right. That's that big issue. Every man that's supposed to be spiritual, but he can't shut the hell up enough to just follow the Most High. I even believe my bull. I've been talking so much. I believe my bullshit.
And get mad, but you don't.
I cut you off because you don't believe my bullshit. Oh, and I'm cutting out. And it's time to fly. You can clean up on the beach, the bleach. We're going to complete this whole class out there. We get that. But the Most I keep saying, if any man among you seem to be religious and blighted not his tongue, but deceive his own heart. You talking so much, you believe your bullshit. That man's religion is vain. I've been in here trying to twist the scriptures to show you why my wisdom is wisdom. The Moses said that man's wisdom
is vain.
It's unprofitable. Read 27.
Verse 27. Pure religion and undefiled before God.
Before who?
Before God. And the Father is this. To visit the fatherless. Oh my. To visit the fatherless widows.
To visit the fatherless and widows.
In their affliction.
Where?
In their affliction.
So I'm supposed to. So you gotta look at this now. If this man's religion, because just like the world's religion, you got more and more people in this world's religion that don't visit. They don't help anybody. They don't help. When a man is in his affliction and you ain't there for him, the Most High is trying to show you that the religion you follow, the wisdom you follow is vain. He's already given us them understandings so that a person knows when the religion, the thing that's supposed to be following is actually pure. When it's pure, you're actually helping people. That's the religion of the Most High. There you go. He says, pure religion and undefiled before the Most High. And before the Most High and the Father is this. to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So instead of me pushing, and you look at this, what this is the gate. Scripture says you'll know a tree by the fruit in there. So even this, he said, you don't know even religion. You don't know if this religion is the Most High, or if this religion is from the heart of a man. Because that group, the one thing that group is going to be kept away from is things that defile them. I'm in this book, and I'm teaching, and I'm helping to make sure that in your affliction, I got your back. I got you in your affliction. I'm going to keep you strong in your affliction. A fatherless, listen, he said the fatherless and the widows. That means that this woman doesn't have a husband. This group, they focus will be making sure that, you know what, she's taken care of. She was still protected. The fatherless, this is talking about children. These children were still looked after, built up, taken care of, because that's what this truth was supposed to be promoting.
Mm-hmm.
The body was supposed to be taken care of. Now, how do I know that this religion is defiled? Because if these things aren't happening, then you're a person that's not in that book learning what is valuable to the Father. See, we have the perception that money is what's needed to run a camp, build a program. So what we do is, if somebody come in with some money, it's been like this for as long as I've been to church. If they come in with some money, I'm going to put my spirit into him, because we need his resource to help us further this truth. And then the ones that come that don't really have no money, he can come to class. That person got to work his ass off. He can come to class, and then we build something, and this man can be of use. Then we pour our spirit into him. That religion is vain. It really doesn't work. Does not work in the eyes of the Most High.
So we got to read James 2:1.
Oh, we don't hear them. But when we look at it now, he's saying, but pure religion that's undefiled the Most High is realizing that if it's a fatherless child, your father is where your inheritance and everything came down. So this child would come in without an inheritance debt. Or this widow, a wife, her husband had the property, her husband had everything. So all the resources would have been with that man. But for her to come, and the Most High to say that her spirit is important. Now, I'm not praising women. I'm showing that the Most High, like the scriptures tell you in Paul, the scriptures said we're supposed to give more honor to the weaker vessel, to the weaker parts, right? The Most High tell you about the woman, they said, you know what, give her, deal with her as the weaker vessel.
True.
So she's not going to have what that man has. But why would the Most High say, if you're really religious, then this, you'll make this more important. These widows that don't have that protection, you're going to make them the priority. These children that don't have no father, no guide, no direction, you're going to make them the priority. Because we come from a world where, even not just us, but even when we read about crisis times, Christ was out dealing with the publicans and sinners. The Pharisees was dealing with everybody in church that had, they was in a, making themselves, magnifying themselves. I wanted to make sure that my little hat, I forgot what it called.
With the yarmulke?
Yeah, but I made sure my
phylactery.
My phylacteries. I made sure my phylactery was, everybody, it was grand. You could see it. I made sure that my fringes, man, had diamonds at the bottom so that you could see me. So it's more about, my religion was based on the fact that I'm being seen. So if you see how I look, see, I'm blessed. See, if you follow me, you're going to get the same blessing that I got.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than you following what the Most High wants you to follow, because that takes reading. That takes me going back and learning the will of the Father.
Because I'm untaught, I'm unlearned, I'm ignorant to God's righteousness.
Right.
James 1 says, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons, as what Jesus is saying, right? Verse 2, for if they're coming into your assembly, a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and they're coming also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect unto him that weareth the gay clothing. Ye have respect unto him that weareth the gay clothing.
Come on.
I'll do like you did the TV. Read again. And ye have respect unto him that weareth the gay clothing. And say unto him, sit thou here in a good place. And say to the poor, stand out there and sit and or sit there under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and I become judges of evil thoughts?
Damn. So you already assume because this man don't have, he's what? He's negative, or he's beneath, or he's not valuable to the Father. That's what you judge. And then the most likely the scriptures are completely different. Even going to the kingdom, any person in this truth has read the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was the poor. It didn't even say what Lazarus did. It never even said what Lazarus did. To make it to the kingdom, mm-hmm. Lazarus was a poor man at the Most High. That was exactly, he was in Abraham's bosom. That rich man went to hell.
Fine.
All the examples in that book be showing you what the Most High value as important.
Verse 5. Hearken, my beloved brother. Had not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to them that love him.
He said, so it wasn't about you being rich, but you had to be rich in faith. You know how you know a person rich in faith?
It didn't say, hearken, my beloved brethren, had not God chosen the rich of this world, poor in faith? It didn't say that.
No, you know, this religion right here, Rashad, this religion is pure and undefiled. Because I'm gauging the person. You know, I love what you said, poor in this world or rich in faith. Because you know what you prove like rich in faith? No matter how their condition is, they get up every morning. They still focus on living right in the Most High. Man, really, I grew up poor. We grew up, we shared every day. They clothes. If you ate, you ate. You know what I'm saying? And like most black folks did, man. Sugar bread, you know what I'm saying?
Gummy cheese. Mayonnaise sandwiches
out there. You put a little bit. Listen, butter with cinnamon toast was a treat in the damn morning, man. To have the butter on some bread, the cinnamon and the sugar mixed, bring it on. Put it in the oven. We didn't have no toaster. We don't put it up there. You know, I'm for a few minutes. I'm going to sit melt. You get dusted by hard.
Toast had, wherever the butter was at, melted. It was like in
Ireland. Yeah. And when you broke it,
it wasn't spread. Oh, even though it was
toast. You go, listen, you made sure you, listen, what the Most High is showing, but to get up every day and still live right, when you could choose to do all the negative things out there, when you can watch people have, and you know half the shit they're doing to get it. And you know that, you know what? I can go do some negative shit right now and get my money. If I see the cars, the clothes, all these different things people got.
The gay clothing.
Yep. The jewelry they wearing, the gay-ass jewelry they niggas wearing, the gay-ass clothes.
Oh, I forgot. Why I had to remember that scripture there? Oh, my goodness.
He said,
it's about to get sarcastic in this bitch.
I just have this little those little modern suits with the little high ass,
the little
high water, make sure your socks are showing. That's where I'm cool.
Looking like joggers.
Because my pennies show on my loafers. Because I'm flooding. Oh, my socks show. That's gay ass clothing.
Versace was gay.
Right.
Literally. He's gay loving children.
And all his designers.
South Beach.
All his designers are gay as hell.
Dolce & Gabbana, gay.
Rick Owens.
Gay. And I ain't talking about happy. Very happy clothes. You niggas is.
Smoke sausage. Yes,
yeah. So the Mosa is looking at us like one thing. He looks at the nation and say, you know what? You think that's what prospers? You really believe that that's what I'm blessing? You think because you bought a big house and now you trying to sit in the grandest garment to show that, see, the Most High is working with me. You're a fool. That religion is vain. It doesn't profit the relationship between you and the Father. We're reading what the Most High honors.
God.
We read about the fact that the poor and those spirits being taken care of, that's what the Most High honors. Keep reading.
It says, verse 6, but ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seat?
You know the Most High hit me on now with this? Yeah, I got cut. I'm starting putting the check. Get cut in the class, man. Like, once I look at them, it wasn't the poor people that you helped that put you in the judgment seat. It's the ones that you honored. They end up taking what you got. They end up judging you.
I can see that. Okay.
They end up judging you. It's like, it stopped being about people being grateful. And just doing the work and helping the next person, because somebody helped me and I learned that this is about helping. This is you become a church full of opportunists. Everybody is trying to come up. Everybody's trying to step on to come up here, because I think that this truth is about the more I get, I'm being blessed by the Father, and the Father is so much. The opposite, the more people you help, that's what honors the Father, from what we're reading.
God. See, there's people that believe that gain is godliness.
Yeah,
the more I gain, the most I must be with me.
God.
So now I went from being poor or whatever, to I got the gay clothing, I got just whatever, so God must be with me. But now I look at other people, they might be rich in these scriptures, rich in the faith and believing in these scriptures, but they're not worldly rich. But now I'm judging them. There must be something wrong with you. You're not living the way I'm living. You're not living where I'm living. So there must be something wrong with you. And then that example is that's why this society knows, especially among our people. I mentioned LeBron James earlier. How many LeBron Jameses are on the basketball courts of America right now? But this society raised up just a few. So everybody's looking at them. I want to be like LeBron. So what did LeBron do? Well, LeBron got Kobe's trainer. Well, what did Kobe do? He got Michael Jordan's trainer. So if we're Michael to be the greatest, then we got to get their trainers and train like them. Dedicate all that time, all that energy, all that spirit, whatever, into that one thing.
Yep.
And we're going to follow their blueprint. If we're like Jay-Z now with the being a billionaire, his blueprint. His blueprint to being a rapper. His blueprint to being a businessman. His blueprint to marrying Beyonce, that I got to follow his blueprint if I'm going to make it be prosperous. And I'm going to judge that as that's a great man. That's a good man. That's a he's doing something. But somebody that's rich in the scriptures, the rich in their faith in the Most High, that's poor, no, there must be something wrong with you.
Yeah, you're doing something wrong.
You're doing something wrong. You're doing something off. That why don't you have what this person has?
They're reading the scripture like, you're almost reading this. Hearken, verse 5. Hearken, my brethren. Hearken, my beloved brother. Have not the Most High chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith? You know, I answer every no. That's how I'm reading it. The Most High didn't choose the poor of this world rich in faith, because that's my approach. Because I'm looking at somebody that's poor but have great faith. That's not an elder. That's not an elder brother. That's not an elder sister.
Mm-hmm.
But in the eyes of the Most High, that's the elder brother and that's the elder sister, because that's what I chose. They're rich in faith.
If we look at going back to our elders, they was in One West, 125th Street. The two elders, Ariel and Yaqua, father and son, literally lived around the corner in Harlem, in a room about the size of the kitchen and the dining room. That was their whole apartment.
Wow.
They had to, and the time I went in there, that's about the size of the apartment. Ariel's bed was over here, and Yaqua's bed was over there. They had a little table in the middle. The way they had to wash themselves, there was a radiator underneath the window that would heat up. They would get a bowl of water, put the bowl of water on the radiator. That would be their hot water. They would take a rag and use that to wash themselves up, to go out, teach, do whatever. So they had to share a bathroom with the other apartments on their floor down the hallway. Now somebody would look at them and be like, fuck that. I'm sorry, I'm cussing. Forget that. But the faith these brothers had in these scriptures, it was based on, again, because they had four-finger gold rings. It wasn't based on because they had Rolls Royces and Lexuses and or what have you. But their ability to go into that book and show people that they're Israelites, show people the color, from the color of Christ, the color of the disciples, the be able to show those things,
mm-hmm.
but not be living like we might see a Creflo Dollar. Not be living like we might see a Louis Farrakhan.
Wow.
Not be living like we see a Joel Osteen. But and I was talking about living in Harlem when it was before with the gentrification, when it was hood, when it was straight hood. That's where they stayed at. And you would look at them in that little itty-bitty school on One West, 125th Street, before it got renovated. And to believe that this was where the Most High was bringing out his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, we got to understand it. No, if it's not a cathedral, if it's not the most big, elaborate, beautiful, decorated school, how is anybody going to believe that this is where the truth of the Most High is coming out of? That we really got this shit backwards, that it's got to be this Taj Mahal. It's got to be this Roman Catholic, the Vatican, that only if it looks like this, and only if we dress like this, and only if we have this type of accessories, that's the only way people are going to believe God is with us. It's not going to be because we're rich in faith in these scriptures.
Right. And it shouldn't matter, because if the Most High is calling, and he's the one doing the calling, he's the one doing that's waking up the nation. He's the one bringing it.
You know, it's great. Wait, would you say that about? I'm just reminded. Christ said, my sheep hear my voice. He didn't say shit about my sheep see how big a school I got. They see these, what is it, red bottoms? They
see these red bottoms. And plus, they walk in that plush carpet.
They see how fat this watch is.
They see me come to service in the helicopter.
My sheep see the bling,
right,
and follow me. He said, my sheep hear my voice,
mm-hmm.
and find a stranger, they will not follow.
You know who follows the bling? Rich people do.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that they say were going to be deceiving, and you look at it, it's a pattern. But if anybody's been in the truth, every star, every person that's came in this truth that got money, Kendrick Lamar, they dropped the truth on them. They showed it. You know what Kendrick Lamar did? Went and formed his own vain, opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he did. You watch him say, just get into a talk like that. They'll rap, do the rap song. He like, what breakdown did he get that rap from?
Time.
But all of a sudden, because it's Kendrick Lamar, oh, he says something deep.
Go ahead, bro.
What breakdown did you get?
Kenny, he got a Star David chair in the nose.
Oh, man. But he all of a sudden, he's spiritual. The truth is growing. Just getting to be, what the hell? The most I look at this thing like, man, we got it completely backwards. You know what I'm saying? In verse 8 of that same thing, it says, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, thou shalt love thy neighbor. You know who your neighbor was? That same broke brother that I was right next to you. Because he's from that same broke neighborhood you from. He don't have so we were fulfilling the royal law when we was living, before we came into the tomb. And I was living next, we both were. So your kids was hungry, and I had dinner. Guess what I did? I brought your poor kids over to eat with my poor kids. It was hot dogs, whatever the hell we had, and we shared, they got some.
Mm-hmm.
That was the love the Most High was talking about. That's what this was about. I made sure that next poor brother, I was poor. He poor. But you know what? I'm going to make sure I'm taking care of him. I'm not trying to get away from that poor brother. I'm trying to make sure, no, man. I ain't affiliated with this poor man.
With the $200 I got from food stamps?
No, I'm not sharing mine with you. They ain't coming to my house. I don't want your little poor kids. I thought we would move up to the hood so I wouldn't have nothing to do with these poor people. We take that same damn approach.
The type of child becomes, they don't want nothing. You know, they don't work hard enough. You know, God ain't with them because they don't work hard enough. They're just lazy. That's why, and they have no ambition. If they had ambition, that hell, this is America. It's the greatest country in the planet. So if a person would just put the work in, they could have what I have. They could be on my level. They could be stunned like I stunned. But because they're lazy, because God's not with them, because they're whatever shit we put in our heads, we judge people.
Right.
And it's just it's awesome. Like you said, it's psychotic social drama, psychological drama, that if I put you down, that's going to make me better.
Come.
If I put you down and judge you, that now, you know, that's the whole light-skinned, dark-skinned thing.
Yeah.
That, see, light-skinned got more white blood in them. That's why they get more
mm-hmm.
they get more. And you black, ugly, gorilla devil from Africa, you deserve to have everything happen to you because you're dark-skinned. But that's where that mentality came from. That if you're light-skinned, that's because you got more white blood than you, you're better. Or you got straighter hair, you got the green eyes, whatever. You're better than someone else, your brother, who has to be dark-skinned.
Right.
So we made this competition going, but we still carry that shit, that same mentality. And we're looking at it right now, what we're going over is religious.
Come.
We're still at that same religious mentality.
Right.
I'm better than you. I got to put you down. And by putting you down, because you're not on my level, you're not like me, you don't have shit because God ain't blessing you. Now, why is it my fault God ain't blessed you? What do you need to do to get right so God blesses you? Because he's working with me.
It's not like I'm in the spirit of taking care of everybody. I'm only going to now invest in the people that can do something for me.
Yeah.
It says, if you have respected person, ye commit sin.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's explaining, what do I mean by respected person? If I'm going to give to, and I'm going to promote and give to the ones who have, I'm sinning. But if I don't look out and take care of the ones who don't have, I'm going against the Most High.
Okay.
That's what the Most High says. This is what the scripture is talking about when it says they have a zeal for the Most High, but not according to knowledge. Then they come to that same chapter. They go about to, I forgot to look. It's in Romans. Romans chapter 10 and verse 2.
Because that's the unrighteousness.
Yeah, there you go. They go about to establish their own righteousness because they wouldn't submit to the righteousness of the Most High.
Right.
But now you can understand why I don't want to submit to His right and the Father, because there's no value. I think in the world, when you hang around what we would consider successful people, you can now be able to get to that successful person. That successful person can open some doors up so that I can have more for my family. And then I'll tell myself, see, I was using wisdom. But that wisdom, the Most I said, is foolishness. Because the wisdom He's looking at is, you know what, if you help your neighbor that's right next to you, if the focus was what, we would have so many black, strong black communities. If the focus was, let me take the little that I have and make sure that my neighbor is taken care of. The brother that came in with me, that's why you notice the Most I have more broke people coming into the truth than the rich people.
He just really chose the poor of this world, richer face.
And I say that to think about it for a minute, because I want to see if you were, is it about the money or is it about that spirit helping your brother? And we've over and over shown one thing. We will twist the men from the beginning and show one thing. Boys and men, when somebody drops the tooth of the bus, the boys and men, they like it. Yeah, they want to come to class. So all of a sudden, we had celebrities. But you know who wasn't a celebrity? The brothers that bust their ass every single day. They didn't have nothing, but they were rich in faith. They was on the street corners in the cold, but they was rich in faith. They were living in these little bitty studio apartment size. But they was in class every time there was class. They dropped whatever little tights they had. They got up and dropped this truth. They were standing in the cold next to the teacher supporting, because we're doing the work of the Most High. But you know what we did? We made sure we put a table up front for boys to men, because they were celebrities. All that did was make everybody else in there feel like they was the shit. That shit was so uncomfortable. I remember that pastor.
Me too.
I remember that brother. Them dudes were so uncomfortable. They set them that table in front of all the generals from every camp that worked, because we brought all our schools up. All the generals sat up there, man, and these dudes, you know that the outdoors one thing, they never sat in those tables, that seats. When they first got there, they told them to sit. They sat up there and looked. And see, some of them had been taught a little bit. A couple of them had been taught. Man, they was, one was just taking the soldier test. They got up and moved. They didn't even sit in those seats the whole time. They respected what these men had did. But what we're not doing is we're not realizing that's what we're taking away from. We keep making this about the fame and glory and the look, the image. And I'm making it about the spirits that need to be fed.
Here's what it says, Luke 6:33-34. Christ says, and if you do good to them, which do good to you, what thanks have you?
Mm.
For sinners, do even the same to sinners.
Because that's religion.
Right. Yeah, I'm only going to help those that can help me.
That's every church and everybody's church.
Right. Verse 34. And if you lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thanks have ye? You know what? I'm only going to give it to you only because I know that you got good credit. I know that you got good money. So I'm going to get it back from you because if I give it to you. But I ain't give this first because they don't live anywhere to pay me back. So I'm let me read. Verse 34. And if you lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners and receive as much again. But love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. The Most High has got everything covered.
But it becomes a test. Like we talk about Job, right? When we're going through this type of shit, how are we going to act and what are we going to do? Or are we going to be religious? Are we stuck in the wrong religion?
Right.
Even as we're finding out that we're Israelites. What mindset do we have?
Or like you said, we've been stuck in sin and not realizing. Because the sin that we've been stuck in is our perspective person. I gave more time, more of my mind to people that had, if you get this brother in my family, he can drop tights and do this and that. Or this brother can help us really further this business. So this brother can come out to the mall and he can be productive in the mall. And we need that. The whole time we made that a priority, but that's just the brother that came in and they didn't have anything. They were more of a burden because they needed us to give. They needed us to open the door. They needed us to feed. Those were a burden. That's like a person that you can't come to class unless you show an ID. What about I'm on the street? I probably don't got an ID.
True.
We need to be able to run your background. My background is not going to be pleasant because I just came from the world. So I was in prison. But then when the Christ said, he said, those that were in prison, you put them in, strangers, hungry, I'm coming from these conditions. These are the ones we're supposed to be receiving. What's the purpose of street speaking when you have those you out there on the street teaching? What do you think you're going to accumulate? Oh, so if I'm a camp that ain't street speaking, what am I not trying to accumulate? Those type of people. I'm not targeting those type of people. I could be in the mall, or I could be, we're doing big functions so that we can try to target a different class of people, like church does. Every mega church, they try to invite rich people to their church. Peggy's church ain't on the east side.
Nope. He's recruiting from the east side, but he damn sure ain't got no sense from the east side.
And everybody I'm recruiting from the east side got money. They got money. I went to the functions where the Spurs teams hang out. Because I'm asking them things, man. Have you got God in your life? You know what I'm saying? I ain't at the YMCA on the east side. Talking about, have y'all found God in your life? Now, you're a sinner. You're what we're supposed to stay away from.
Unless you were a hell of an athlete.
Oh, and you have the picture?
You are not, what's the name of that team? You can find the outlaws?
Yeah. We'll go over there and help you. Yeah. We're going to give you a scholarship. Because we need to get you and your family out of this condition.
Because you can play for us. The money we're going to fill them seats with for people come to see you. The notoriety we're going to get for how our teams are going to be Division One champions. Or we're going to get people ready for Division One football, Division One basketball, whatever this shit goes. We're going to get y'all ready for that, and we're going to make too much money. This is Luke chapter 4, verse 21. This is Luke 14, 21. It's behind everything you're saying, by the way. So it says, so that servant came and showed his Lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. Let me read one verse of this.
Take your time, please.
All right, I'm going to read verse 15. Luke 14, verse 15. And when one of them that sat at meat with him, talking about Christ, heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of the Most High. So it's talking about what? He was, the subject matter is what? The kingdom of the Most High, right? This was Christ's reply. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. And sent his servants at supper time
to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have brought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. So he got money. He got business he had to take care of. I can't take care of what's really important to the Most High. I just bought this piece of ground and this property for me and my family, so it's important. So I can't be about what you got going on. This piece of property, me and my family are going to be taken care of, so I need to go take a look at it. So you got to have me excused. Verse 19. And another said, I have brought five yoke of oxen, and I couldn't prove them. I pray you have me excused.
Tell them about it.
Hey, I just got these things. Hey, I can't. This is for work. And I you got to understand how important this is, because this is my work. This is my income. I can't make it to what you call important. I got to go handle my priorities. Cool. Verse 19. Verse 20. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Verse 21.
These are all the ones that had this. But keep talking. Keep going.
Verse 21. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said unto his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city. Like you talk about street teaching, what happened. And bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And he said unto that servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Compel them.
Strongly persuade them.
To come in, that my house may be filled.
The poor, the maimed, the halt, the ones living in the bushes, the rejects, the ones that are poor
that you wouldn't consider. Verse 24. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. For all the men that had whatever else, other priorities going on, that what the Most High had was important, wasn't important to them. But they had businesses, because he said, I bought some land. I just got five yoke of oxen. I just got a new woman. You got to have me excused, because that's more important.
Right.
Not what the Most High calls important, as with, you know, what pure religion is to the Most High.
Oh, man.
These guys are like, no, I got to go take care of mine. It's my woman. It's my job. It's my business. I need to take care of that. I'm not going to take care of what the Most High has important. Christ said, those men, they are the men to the kingdom. I don't want them in my kingdom.
Wow.
They're not going to. This is what Christ came back and said in another scripture. He said, how hard is it for a rich man to enter the kingdom? It's easy for a camel into the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of the Most High.
Yeah, and I like the point we're going at, because you got a lot of people that are in this truth that feel like, man, because I don't have money, or I don't have houses, or I don't have a fancy car, or I don't have clothes, this and that, I'm not important. Because they're treated that way. They're treated to the fact that this, the reason I don't have this and this person got it, that person is important to the growth of the nation and the program. That person is important to the Most High, and the Most High looks like, no, they're not. Those are even the ones I want. Go here and get these ones. Fill my house. I'm looking for my house to be filled. So, but the whole time we suspended and pushing people away and busting them down and rejecting them, the only thing I've been doing is doing the opposite of what the Most High required us to do. Fill his house. Go out here and fill my house up. Now,
Yeah.
Now I want you to go to Galatians real quick, right? Go to Galatians. Real fast. Check this out with something. I want you to read verse 10. Galatians 1, start at verse 10, Isaiah. Look at this. Now, this is a question that Paul asked. And if I'm not mistaken, he was asking Peter.
right, come on.
In this chapter.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 10.
Uh-huh.
For do I now persuade men or God?
This is the question, yes. Are we here trying to convince men, or are we trying to persuade men, or are we trying to please the Most High? Am I trying to get the Father to believe that I'm following him, or am I trying to impress men? Read on.
Or do I seek to please men?
Go ahead.
For if I yet please men, I should seek. I should not be the servant of Christ.
So if I'm here trying to please a man, then I know that I'm not the servant of Christ. But he's going to go back and show. He's going to explain what pleases men and what pleases the Most High. Right? Read on.
Verse 11. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man.
He says, but I'm certified. I'm letting, now, this is after from Saul to Paul. So in Galatians, he was showing them, I got to Galatians. Y'all know me as Saul. I'm coming with a whole different doctrine. So I had to let y'all know, hey, you know what? This is what I'm bringing to you ain't me. It ain't men. This ain't the tradition that I've taught before. You know, this is of the Most High. This is what I've learned of the Most High. Go ahead.
For I neither received the man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ.
He said, everything that was revealed to me of Christ, he wasn't taught a religion. He said he was taught Christ, the mind of Christ. Nobody didn't bring him into a church and he had to now learn good church etiquette, or how to come into a camp and learn good camp etiquette, or what to do in this camp to be received by the camp or by the school. I had to learn how to be received of Christ. Read on.
For ye have heard of my conversation in time passing the Jews, religion.
No, he said, ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion. So that means I was a part of a religion.
Mm-hmm.
When I was with the Pharisees, the Sadducees, when I was with these people doing their bidding, I was following that religion.
Okay.
I was in the camp following a religion. It's like this.
Sorry about that. We had a little technical difficulties. Let me check, see if I can find out how much time we got left.
Yeah, I think we're working this by phone instead of the switchboard, so it's hard to be able to gauge where we're at. But we're making, so the show still is going on, and for people who are still listening, the point that we did want to still keep showing is like, man, and I'm praying that Pastor Paul continues going into this topic so that we can realize throughout the scriptures there's always been that issue. It's always been that issue. That was one of the things they had against Christ, is the fact that it was more about the people and not getting the glory than getting the glory.
We had 10 minutes.
So I just want to finish this last part up in Galatians real quick. Paul was sitting there saying, man, he was pointing out how he was wasting the church of God. And verse 6, and profited in the Jewish religion above many. So by him persecuting Christ and the apostles and what they was bringing out, he was growing in his school, camp, and his religion. He was growing because he was tearing down the whole idea and what Christ really meant.
So is it possible to be tearing down Christ and be growing?
Yes. We prove it right here. Paul said, he said, and profiting in the Jewish religion, the Jews' religion above many, my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased the Most High, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, that means somebody had to open my eyes up to the truth. Even when I thought I was doing the right thing, it pleased the Most High for somebody to show me, look how destructive you are. And to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately, I conferred not with flesh and blood. I didn't now have to go back to those traditions to be able to say, wait a minute, hold on. I had to go back to my elders. I had to go back to the Jewish religion to kind of figure out if I'm doing what's right. Right then he knew. When somebody showed him in the book what he was doing wrong, he changed. I stopped what I was doing, and then all of a sudden now I became Saul, so now I'm Paul. I'm doing things a different way. The religion that I followed wasn't the right religion. It was more destructive to the preaching or the direction that Christ is going in. Christ is about helping his people, not tearing them down. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me. But I went to Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him for 15 days. That whole influence that he was raised around, he got away from that influence so that he could be able to get a different perspective. Now brothers can really teach me the truth of where my focus is supposed to be, how I'm supposed to deal, what truly is what pleases the Father. But until he got away from it, there was no way until the Most High dealt with him, he was never going to see that what you're doing is that old tradition that was more destructive, not building. So we really haven't built. We really, really haven't built. We haven't grown, and we're not building a nation. We're following old traditions of tearing each other down. We're doing the same exact things that we've been seeing decade after decade after decade.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
Men that have come to us, and this brother's idea, philosophy, we locked in, we followed it, and then we just destroyed the whole camp, or schools fell, because that's the old tradition, tearing each other down. Trying to be financially stable so that we can now do the work of the Most High. We still been following that same crap when the whole time, if we was working on building spirits and bringing people in, the Most High would give us everything that we need. So with that, I think my time limit is creeping in. I don't want it to cut off.
Good time.
But I wanted to add that. And I hope that when Tazza Pop keeps going through his classes and teaches on this topic, and I encourage it, because from the definitions of everything you're bringing out, we're even showing him that during Paul's time, you had one philosophy that was the Jewish religion, and then you had the Church of God, or the Church of the Most High. You had Christ's philosophy and Christ's direction. So we have to get back in that book, God, to allow someone to help us keep molding and defining and growing in Christ's mindset. Because the scripture said, Christ said, I am the way, the truth, the life. He said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. So if you don't learn the way I'm doing it, you keep following Jewish religion all day long. But if you don't learn Christ's way and get in that book and learn what things we're supposed to be focusing on, what we're supposed to be doing, I'm going to keep myself stuck in religion. So with that.
All right, brothers and sisters, I do want to thank you, Brother Bob, for coming in. with the class this morning, this afternoon. Those who caught the show live, we thank you. For those who might be catching it in the archive, we also appreciate the appreciate your support for that as well. I guess the one statement I want to say towards this class is, as the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know. For anybody that thinks that they've already got it, that they've achieved some level, that they're on some level, you been stopped studying. You been stopped reading. Whatever standard you're using to say the Most High is with you, or to deceive yourself, as we read earlier in James, deceiving your heart that God is with you when he's not. Again, that's one thing that got me on the floor right now. That's why I kind of got real quiet. That Paul was destroying the church and growing. But who could have told him? It took Yahweh Shai himself. It took Yahweh Shai himself to knock his ass off that horse and ask him, what the hell are you doing? But you could not have told him otherwise, that he was not doing the work of the Most High, and that the Most High was not with him. And then all the riches that he received, all the bounties he must have received, all the rewards he must have got, there's no way that he cannot, how is the Most High not with me? How is this not the work of the Most High? And as you know, that really is resonating with me right now, as I'm going and looking at Saul with David. Even after the Most High rejected Saul begged for Samuel to walk back with him. Because remember, that was a conversation just between Saul and Samuel, as the Most High rejected you. Once that was done, all Saul begged Samuel to do was, at least walk back with me so that I can put the deception off that the Most High is with me. Even after that, there were more battles that Saul fought that he won, but the Most High wasn't with him. So we could be under this deception or what have you. Most I said, because they chose Isaiah 65, because they chose not to love the truth, Most I would send you a strong delusion to have you believe a lie. And that's what's got me terrified right now. That's what has me scared right now. That people, whatever standard is being used to judge that the Most High is with me, are you under a strong delusion and you believe in some lies? Because you really do not love the truth. You really do not love the ways of the Most High. That's just got me scared right now. But with that, scared would also be rejoicing in that for the right choices and the good choices that have been made, we're going to stay out. For the wrong choices, cool. There's still time to correct them. There's still time to make things right. So tune in again. Join us next Tuesday for sure. Hit the 90-second spot. Next Tuesday for sure. As we're trying to, I really am working on trying to get, you know, not only my own finances together, but also trying to keep these shows going also. So with that, we're going to say shalom to all Israel. Stay studied up, stay prayed up, and we'll speak to y'all again soon. Shalom. Okay, gotcha. Okay, let me know.